local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. Let's check with Dr. Bill. Then Kane's got our traffic coming up.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast is going to expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be pleasant with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's been a perfect start so far this morning. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. It's a good ride so far for the 1065 split. If you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, a little chill in the air, but that's about it. A perfect ride in. Also, no delays from northbound 65 up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world. Coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year, at the Mobile Fairground. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, thank you, Kane. 6:07, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. A little chilling there. I mean, I wouldn't break out the parkas. It's 60, feels great. Air conditioner turned off, that's great. I don't know about breaking out the mittens or anything yet. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up with a full discussion of our forecast. A look at the tropics coming up at 6:35. Also, Dalton's got sports on the way. And let's do this. Right now, let's check headlines. Speaking of headlines, coming up, we'll talk about a way that local fishermen are helping out people in Mexico Beach, how they're getting supplies into Mexico Beach. Pretty interesting story. Here more on Michael Relief is Kelly Finley.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More relief is headed to those impacted by Hurricane Michael. Regions Bank says that they are donating $100,000 to support recovery efforts in three separate states. Those donations will then be distributed among organizations that are working to meet a variety of needs in disaster areas. Regions Bank is also offering disaster recovery financial services. That means check cashing fees for FEMA-issued checks will not be applied. Disaster relief purchase and renovation loan programs, personal and business loan payment assistance, and one penalty-free CD withdrawal and other services are also being offered. The recipients of the generous donations include Feeding the Gulf Coast, also the Southeast Alabama-based Wiregrass Area Food Bank, the Salvation Army Georgia Division. Regions says that most of their locations in the Florida Panhandle have reopened, and all locations here in Alabama and Georgia have as well. We are 19 days away from Election Day, and candidates continue to stump for your vote. Representative Bradley Byrne has announced three more town hall meetings for later this month. Monday, October 22nd at the Lillian Community Club at 11:30 a.m. Thursday, October the 25th at the Saraland City Hall, and that starts at 3 p.m. And then Monday, October the 29th at the Biolabattery City Hall at 11 a.m. Representative Burns' last batch of town hall meetings were part of his Better Off Now tour. He was encouraging voters to reflect on if they were better off than before due to Republican initiatives in our nation's capital. A theme for this month's town hall meeting has not yet been released, but you are encouraged to attend a town hall meeting and ask your questions directly to Representative Bradley Byrne. Election Day is Tuesday, November the 6th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 610 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, I mentioned another way supplies. Now, a lot of them, of course, getting in by road to the Mexico Beach and Panama City area. Saw a story from our news partners at WKRG about Captain Kelly Windes, who has been a fisherman for 50 years in Okaloosa County, also Okaloosa County Commissioner, and has a his boat docked at Destin Fishing Fleet Marina. And he is running trips out of there, taking supplies in by boat to those affected areas where they're having trouble getting in by vehicles. He can get in by boat. They said about a half dozen truckloads went out by boat. Wouldn't that be boatloads?
Yeah, you would think so.
So the half a dozen, so six times they've run, and these are big sport fishers, right? So they have a lot of room to load down, and they load them down, and he said several hundred cases of water, Gatorade, anything else people there need to start rebuilding their lives. He's taking it in by boat. He's making trips pretty regularly and leaving out of Destin Fisherman's Co-op, 210 Harbor Boulevard. I know that's not right here in our backyard, but I thought it was a cool story.
Yeah.
How they're using different mechanisms. You got to think at the damage is worse the closer you are to the water. Therefore, it may be even harder to get those vehicles in. People that are there need supplies. They can work, work off boats bringing them in like that. So, good way to, kind of work around that. Also, speaking of Mexico Beach, of course, considered ground zero for Hurricane Michael, as now the mayor there says 80 to 85% of the homes there will need to be demolished.
That's amazing.
From some of the flyover video, I'm not trying to be flippant about this at all. I'm surprised it's not even a higher number than that.
Yeah, because the drone videos, it seems like one, and helicopter videos, it seems like maybe one at the best, one in every 30 homes is left standing. It's just the most destruction I've ever seen that isn't from a war or a movie set.
Yeah, you're right, and it's real life and it's real families dealing with it along the Gulf Coast here. And you can the thing about the one out of 30, you said, we talked about this last week before I left town, will studies be done on those homes? Now, sometimes those homes are standing through no benefit of their own. In other words, the home was not built any better than the others. It was just lucky because something else broke the impact or something. But sometimes you can learn from those homes where they're situated, how they're built, and if there was something different that had those homes still standing. It's weird to see that drone flyover video or the helicopter, and there's that house. Now, it seems from the flyover that house is just fine. We don't know what it looks like inside. We don't know if it's structurally okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they do stand out for sure. 613 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Live and enjoy Mobile Bay. A developer's big loss can be your big gain Saturday, October 27th. Listen to this opportunity. Own a 2-acre waterfront with covered boat docks on Mobile Bay, just $39.9, only minutes from downtown. The cost of the roads and improvements alone were more than the selling price set for these premium waterfront properties. 2 acres, $39.9, that's pennies on the dollar. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, and heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water. Beats working in the backyard. 2 acres on the water with covered boat docks at a bargain price, one day only sale, Saturday, October 27th. Only 8 lots available. Don't delay. You'll love what you see. Excellent financing available. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW. 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Mobile mother who was shot near Ladd Peoples Stadium has bonded out of jail overnight after being arrested Wednesday. 40-year-old Danielle Campbell is charged with inciting to riot. Police say last Tuesday she drove her kids to Ladd Stadium intending to fight. She and her son were both shot. A man crossing Interstate 10 in Pensacola was hit and killed by a semi-truck. This happened near the Pine Forest exit around 8 o'clock last night. Authorities have not released the victim's identity. They are still working to notify his family. Florida officials confirmed 3 more deaths in Bay County. This brings the death toll to at least 32 people, 22 in Florida alone. It's not known how the people died, but sheriff deputies say they are finding more victims as the water recedes. They also say people who did not evacuate could be buried beneath piles of concrete, wood, and metal. Officials have not said how many people are still missing. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mr. World here, about to take on the world's wildest rodeo bull. Oh, obviously he's nothing like Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Because the people at Eyeglass World, well, they don't try to throw you off with confusing prices. Nope, they make everything clear and simple. Without all the bull.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
Loser, failure, victim, washed out, underdog, thrashed.
Presenting a list of the kind of people we're not looking for.
Wimp, slob, licked, wiped out.
A list of people who will not rise above their own fears, doubts, and uncertainties to move ever forward towards success. So if you're one of those people,
fallen, finished,
we're sorry we wasted our breath on you. We had to weed you out to get to the winners.
Champion, successful, victorious, able to leap tall.
But if you're on this list, congratulations. We want to talk to you. Come work with the most creative people in the world. Enjoy the fast-paced, highly challenging world of radio marketing and push yourself to get out of normal. Quit boring yourself and the rest of us. Apply now. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today for your appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Results-oriented, hardworking, invincible.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the major leagues, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Milwaukee Brewers 5-2 to take a 3-2 lead in the NLCS and move to one win away from a return trip to the World Series.
Jansen ready with the 0-2. Granderson to third, and a strikeout ends game 5 as the Dodgers win it 5-2 and lead 3-2.
Clayton Kershaw got the win on the mound for LA. He pitched 7 innings, allowing only 3 hits and 1 run while striking out 9. The Dodgers' offense broke loose with 5 runs over the 5th, 6th, and 7th innings. Game 6 is Friday night at 7:30 in Milwaukee. The Brewers will start pitcher Wade Miley, who actually started Game 5 last night and walked Cody Bellinger before getting pulled so that he can start tonight in some interesting strategy from the Brewers coaching staff. Lefty Hyun-Jin Ryu will start on the mound for the Dodgers. In the ALCS, the Boston Red Sox are now one game away from reaching the World Series after they defeated Houston 8-6. Rafael Devers got Boston on the board first with a 2-run single in the first inning.
Devers in the air left center field. Betts is in the score. Martinez will score. And the Red Sox strike first again.
Then a tough one for Houston. It appears as if Jose Altuve tied the game at 2 in the bottom of the first inning with a 2-run home run, but replay review called him out because of fan interference. A fan made contact with the Red Sox right fielder Mookie Betts' glove as he made a leaping attempt at the wall, and that was enough for the replay decision to be an out. The Astros would go on to take a 5-4 lead when Carlos Correa singled in the 5th inning to score a runner, but the next inning a 2-run homer from Jackie Bradley Jr. gave the lead back to the Red Sox.
And a high drive way back. Jackie Bradley Jr. sends it out of here, and Boston is back on top.
Then with an 8-6 lead in the bottom of the ninth, Boston had 2 outs, but the Astros had the bases loaded. Left fielder Andrew Benintendi made the play of the night with a diving catch for the final out.
Runners will be off of the crack of the bat with 2 outs. Kimbrel deals, Bregman in the air, left field. Benintendi dives, and he makes the catch! Oh, what a play! Game saver, Andrew Benintendi!
The Red Sox could end the series tonight in Houston in Game 5. First pitch is set for 7:09 p.m. In the NBA, the New Orleans Pelicans crushed the Houston Rockets 131-112. Anthony Davis scored 32 points with 16 rebounds and 8 assists for the Pelicans. The Toronto Raptors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 116-104. Kawhi Leonard scored 24 points with 12 rebounds in his debut with Toronto, while former Alabama guard Colin Sexton played quite a bit in his NBA debut with the Cavs. He scored 9 points with 3 rebounds. One of many events coming up in our area thanks to the Mobile Sports Authority. This Saturday it's the Try the Gulf Triathlon on Dolphin Island. Try the Gulf is a sprint triathlon consisting of a 600-yard swim in the Gulf, 16.7-mile bike ride on the island and the bridge, and a 3.25-mile run on the island. Registration now closed, but you can head down to the island this Saturday to watch. The race begins at 7:30 on Saturday morning. You can find out more at TRI, Try the Gulf.racesonline.com. 620 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. 620 FM Talk 106.5. We'll get Dr. Bill's forecast for today, even for Saturday, the forecast for Dolphin Island, for Try the Gulf, and a whole lot more coming up in about 15 minutes. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue in light traffic from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. If you're traveling across the Bayway, the causeway so far this morning, no delays all the way to the 1065 split. No accidents in the roadways. Perfect start to our Thursday morning. The South Alabama football team will host the Troy Trojans Tuesday night, October 23rd at 7 at LAD. Come early for a free concert and tailgate beginning at 4:30 with over 20 restaurants. Get your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jag. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Five traffic.
This year, let the Carrot Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love. At the Carrot Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you. Pinebrook Shopping Center at CarrotPatchMobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast is going to expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be pleasant with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
623 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Thursday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly on the way. Also, Kane with traffic. And Dr. Bill joins us for a full discussion of the forecast in just about 8 minutes. I do want to give you a heads up. Today is Thursday. That means the last day of this given week for those $6.99 apps and dollar-off drafts at the original Oyster House. From 5 to 7 every Monday through Thursday, afternoon, evening, you can check that out. Now, of course, the full suite of great menu items going on at both both locations of the original Oyster House at the foot of 59 in Gulf Shores and on the Causeway. But this little extra tidbit right here, at least my backyard location that I go to, the Causeway location of the original Oyster House, $6.99 apps, dollar off drafts, 5 to 7 every Monday through Thursday afternoon or evening, however you quantify 5 to 7. Nice thing is you could start off a dinner with those apps and drink specials, or you could just go make it a cap off to the day. More details online at originaloysterhouse.com. Time to check headlines with Kelly. And Nick Saban getting into the world of politics. What?
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Do sports and politics mix? Well, Coach Nick Saban says yes. As coach and his winning ways are now coming to the political arena, Coach Saban and two other sports powerhouses are now appearing in a political ad for United States Senator Joe Manchin. The Alabama coach has made no secret of his friendship with the Democrat and former governor of West Virginia. Basketball legend Jerry West and West Virginia basketball coach Bob Huggins are also endorsing the senator in this new 30-second ad. Coach Saban says, Joe and I grew up together in West Virginia, and he never forgets where he came from. I don't have a better friend or know a better person than Joe Manchin. Now, according to campaign finance records, Coach Saban contributed $2,400 to Manchin's bid back in 2010. As for right now, Manchin's in a tight race to retain his seat. His opponent is the state attorney general, Patrick Morrissey. The Washington Post is reporting that Manchin does have a 9.4-point lead at this time. Now, back in 2014, Senator Manchin famously remembered the two young men growing up in Fairmount, West Virginia, saying, quote, his size was always a challenge playing these tough sports, but Nick was as tough as anyone could be. My God, if he had a little more size, he would have killed everybody. I think the biggest mistake WVU ever made was not giving Nick Saban a scholarship. An update from Hurricane Michael. As we now know, armed looters are targeting homes and businesses that remain without electricity. About 10 looters each night are being arrested after Florida's Bay County took a direct hit from that Category 4 hurricane more than 1 week ago. And in parts of the county, residents have put up signs warning, quote, that looters will be shot. The storm killed at least 16 people in Florida, according to state emergency authorities, most of them in the coastal county that took a direct hit from that storm. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 626 FM Talk 106.5. We've said this countless times, right? It tragedies bring out the best and the worst out there. Let's hopefully it's just more of the best in people. And I've seen the efforts, even though I was gone for a few days, I've been watching remotely the efforts down here, Mobile and Baldwin counties, and also in the Pensacola area, giving help to those people to our east in Bay County, Mexico Beach, Panama City, and many other areas to the north. I was looking at a power chart that they put out for when power would be restored, and it really was eye-opener because they were showing some of the most impacted areas being the end of this month. But they showed areas, Dalton, I don't know if you saw that graphic, that were, by my best guess, I don't know what it would be from the coast to the Florida-Alabama line or the Florida-Georgia line, but I would say, is it fair to say it's probably 80 miles maybe in some places, 70, 80 miles? Places that were up there that said they wouldn't get power on until like maybe this weekend or next week. So, I mean, those are places that are that far inland that is, they're still, you know, without power.
So crazy. Yeah. And we've been talking about the storm a lot here around the studio, around the station. And one thing we mentioned is, unlike so many of these other storms that are wide and slow moving and just sit over the Gulf, this one was more like a bullet or a train. Mm-hmm. I mean, it came so fast and not as wide as other storms, but the destruction and 80 miles inland, that just shows how much force this thing arrived with.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was what was, you know, and they still, there's areas up there they still don't have the power on, so they're working on that as well. All right, we'll continue to keep a list of how you can help out right here at FM Talk 106.5. Check in with News 5, then Dr. Bill joins us.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The man who police say hit and killed a beloved Faith Academy administrator has a long criminal history. Bailey Hobson has been arrested in Mobile, Baldwin, and Escambia counties, charged with assault multiple times over the last 2 years. Hobson crashed head-on into 71-year-old Charlotte Skoda on Schillinger Road Tuesday morning. Authorities say he then carjacked someone else to get away. A man is behind bars in Escambia County, Florida, accused of sexually abusing two children. 27-year-old Nicholas Moore is charged with sexual battery. According to an arrest report, the alleged abuse happened at Moore's RV in Pensacola. We are learning of a 5-year-old Orange Beach girl with a rare and debilitating illness. Annadelle Faulkner has been diagnosed with transverse myelitis, impacting her ability to move and speak. While it's physically debilitating, Annadelle's parents say she still has her spunk.
She says a lot with her facial expressions and those sorts of things. So
yeah, you know when she's mad.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloni.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day, he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
Make plans now to join the Alabama Coastal Foundation for a special Cocktails for the Coast event at the Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear to honor ACF's 25th anniversary. The event is Thursday, November 8th from 4:30 to 6:30 to take advantage of the beautiful sunset. Sponsors are still being sought for this session. The Council provides positive environmental leadership to improve and protect our coastal environment. Buy your tickets now at joinacf.org.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise and this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
The White House has been putting out the word that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was tougher in talks with the Saudi royal family than he appeared in public. Abby Phillip reports Pompeo will get a chance today to compare notes with President Trump on the apparent murder of writer Jamal Khashoggi.
President Trump has one thing that he said is his line in the sand. If the Crown Prince and King Salman knew in advance that this was going to happen to Jamal Khashoggi in the embassy, that would be different for him than some other scenario, perhaps, in which there were rogue killers or people who went off the reservation and did this without their foreknowledge.
South Korea's President Moon has just delivered an invitation for Pope Francis to visit North Korea. Moon is meeting with the Pope at the Vatican in Rome. 62-year-old John Waddell is recovering this morning after being trapped for 2 days in an Arizona mine shaft. A friend found him. He had fallen into a 100-foot shaft near Aguila and broke some bones. Could be another down day on Wall Street. Stock futures showing losses. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Alcoa says higher U.S. aluminum prices from a tariff on imports and rising sales of the raw materials needed to make aluminum improved its revenue in the third quarter and drove up its profit outlook for the year. The Pittsburgh-based company reported a 14% increase in quarterly revenue thanks to higher aluminum prices, more efficient operations, and sharply higher sales of the aluminum oxide needed to make aluminum. Shares were up almost 4% in after-hours trading on the news. West Holdings has filed an amended Chapter 11 plan of reorganization. The company says its revised plan reduces the pre-bankruptcy debt obligations by more than $1 billion. It further provides significant near-term cash recoveries to stakeholders. Ericsson's quarterly net profit significantly beat estimates as the company continued to keep a tight rein on costs while seeing strong demand from operators racing to launch new fifth-generation networks. On Wall Street, futures are moderately lower. And that's Your Money Now.
The 7th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale's going on now with incredible deals at Lumber Liquidators. We've got hundreds of floors on sale, up to 50% off, in stock and ready to go. Save big on waterproof floors, all on sale from just 39 cents. Get wood look laminate flooring, all on sale up to 40% off. Prefinished hardwood and bamboo starting at 99 cents, plus special financing. Stop by your local Lumber Liquidators store or visit lumberliquidators.com today.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 6:35, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, 60 now as we get started on a Thursday morning. That feels nice outside. How does that compare to what the average is?
Yeah, well, the normal temperature this time of the year for a low would be 57 degrees.
Okay.
So we're actually a little bit above normal, but feels good, though, just the same. And we got a nice day ahead of us, a big high-pressure system that's actually centered over the Midwest but extends all the way to the Gulf Coast. And so we're looking at plenty of sunshine today. I expect a high of about 82 this afternoon, normal high 79, so pretty close. Tonight, not quite as cool as this morning, but we'll still be in the 60s, about 65 for tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow we should be mostly sunny. There's just a slight chance we could see a shower, especially during the afternoon. Be a little warmer tomorrow, up around 85 degrees. Now, for the weekend, Saturday, we've got a chance for some showers, mainly because a cold front, another one, is coming down through the state on Saturday. And so a few showers with temperatures in the lower 80s. This front that comes through will be rather noticeable, not in the sense of any thunderstorm activity, but in temperature change, because on Sunday it'll be sunny and a high of only 72. And it looks like Sunday night we will get into the upper 40s, about 47 to 48 degrees.
Get out of
Sunday
town.
Night.
Get out of town. Wow.
Yes, and then on Monday, mostly sunny again, 72. But then on Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll still be in the 70s, but we've got a good chance for showers both days. We do need some rain. Right now, the total for the month of October here in Mobile, and we're now in day 18, 0.08. So this is normally the driest month, and so far it's just doing that. 0.08 is all we've had so far for the month. And our next really decent chance, I think, will be next Tuesday and Wednesday, although a few showers are possible on Saturday.
All right, so all that rain we've seen, like back in Texas and all that, that's not getting here anytime soon.
It's just been sitting out there, and we'll see a little bit of that, well, with this frontal system coming on Saturday, but some of that rain over in the Texas area will start affecting us Tuesday and Wednesday. There's a good chance a low will form off the Texas coast and then pull some of that moisture into our area the middle of next week.
Okay, you talk about lows and you talk about the Gulf. Here we go, transition. What's going on in the tropics?
Oh, it's really quiet at the moment. We just have some scattered clouds here and there across the Caribbean and the Atlantic, and really nothing in the way of any organized activity at the moment.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Hey, checking the text line here. Tony said the towns, I was talking about the distance inshore from the beach, where I saw that map of when they get the power back on, got my attention. He says the towns of Donaldsonville, is it Donald? I would guess maybe it's Donaldsonville, Georgia, and Blakely, Georgia, have been hit terribly bad, and they're still without power. I was there this last weekend taking some of my family water and food and generators, so that's even north of the border there. And Paul says, speaking of power in Panama City, I work for a big box retailer, and three of our locations in Panama City have opened. They have very limited hours and are on generator power. It will be a long road.
Hey, now, there wasn't any damage, or at least there wasn't any major damage in Savannah, Georgia, but my in-laws
are there,
up
right?
there, and they actually, my mother-in-law had to take off work. They sent everybody home because Michael moved through Savannah, Georgia.
Right.
That's unbelievable for it to enter the through the Gulf from the Florida Panhandle, and then a day later they're taking work off in Savannah, Georgia. Just the speed that moved through, and that shows you how dangerous the storm was all the way through the path that it cut.
And it continued to dump rain even on the Carolinas up there, where they obviously didn't need any more rain, and they got it there as well. 640 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with Kane for traffic and Kelly for headlines coming up next.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we continue to see accident-free conditions. No problems from 90, Rangeline, Schillinger, and 3 Notch. If you travel in from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, the 65 split northbound from Dolphin and Airport and 65. We've got light traffic all the way up towards Pritchard and Saraland. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area. Providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance, you can see them online at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 641 FM Talk 106.5. You're making some weekend plans. How about the Koneka Sausage Festival going on up in Evergreen? We'll give you details coming up in just a second. Now with some discussion of chances for re-election, here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you think that President Donald Trump will be in office for a second term, you are not alone. A new CNN poll shows that 46% of likely voters believe that Mr. Trump will be victorious in 2020. That figure is up 6 percentage points from March. 47% say they do not think Mr. Trump can win a second term. The president's re-election numbers are also up among men and independents. They are up 8 points each, and those who say that they are enthusiastic about voting in this year's midterm elections, those numbers up 9%. Now, 74% of Republicans say they'd like to see the president re-nominated for a second term. President Trump's figures place him in better standing than former President Barack Obama and former President Bill Clinton at the very same time in their first terms. Across the aisle, 33% of those polled say former Vice President Joe Biden was a top choice for potential Democratic nominees, followed by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, California Senator Kamala Harris, and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. The CNN poll was conducted by SSRS between October 4th and 7th with a random national sample of 1,009 adults. An assistant warden fired from his job for having sexual relationships with two co-workers and using his state phone to receive explicit pictures and text messages has lost his bid to get his job back. The state personnel board upheld the firing of assistant warden Cedric Specks at the St. Clair Correctional Facility. He worked for the Department of Corrections for 21 years and was fired back in June. He then appealed the firing. The judge in this case recommended upholding the dismissal, saying the correctional facility was justified in firing Specks for violating policies on sexual harassment and misconduct, use of state own property, and fraternization with employees. Specks admitted to reaching out to three women on Facebook and in person asking for explicit pictures on his state cell phone. He also admitted to an extramarital relationship with two nurses in 2016, 17, and 18, and using a state-assigned vehicle to engage in those encounters. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along. With free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's a part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one is going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one will give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go. Because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app in your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the next radio app today. Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Mobile mother who was shot near Ladd Peebles Stadium has bonded out of jail overnight after being arrested Wednesday. 40-year-old Danielle Campbell is charged with inciting to riot. Police say last Tuesday she drove her kids to Ladd Stadium intending to fight. She and her son were both shot. A man crossing Interstate 10 in Pensacola was hit and killed by a semi-truck. This happened near the Pine Forest exit around 8 o'clock last night. Authorities have not released the victim's identity. They are still working to notify his family. Florida officials confirmed three more deaths in Bay County. This brings the death toll to at least 32 people, 22 in Florida alone. It's not known how the people died, but sheriff deputies say they are finding more victims as the water recedes. They also say people who did not evacuate could be buried beneath piles of concrete, wood, and metal. Officials have not said how many people are still missing. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the major leagues, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Milwaukee Brewers 5-2 to take a 3-2 lead in the NLCS and move to one win away from a return trip to the World Series.
Jansen ready with the 0-2. Granderson to third, and a strikeout ends game 5 as the Dodgers win it 5-2 and lead 3-2.
Clayton Kershaw got the win on the mound for LA. He pitched 7 innings, allowing only 3 hits and 1 run while striking out 9. The Dodgers offense broke loose with 5 runs over the 5th, 6th, and 7th innings. Game 6 is Friday night at 7:30 in Milwaukee. The Brewers will start pitcher Wade Miley, who actually started last night for Game 5 and walked Cody Bellinger, the leadoff batter, before getting pulled so that Miley can start tonight. Interesting strategy from the Brewers. For the Dodgers, lefty Hyun-Jin Ryu will start on the mound. In the ALCS, the Boston Red Sox are now one game from reaching the World Series after defeating Houston 8-6. Rafael Devers got Boston on the board first with a 2-run single in the first inning.
Devers in the air left center field. It is down, a base hit. Betts is in the score. Martinez will score. And the Red Sox strike first again.
Then a tough play for Houston. It appeared as if Jose Altuve tied the game at 2 in the bottom of the first inning with a 2-run homer, but replay review called him out because of fan interference. Mm-hmm. A fan made contact with Red Sox right fielder Mookie Betts' glove as he made a leaping attempt at the wall. And that was enough for the replay decision to be an out. And they showed that fan later with the double thumbs down. and he wasn't talking about his own mess up there in the stands, but he was talking about the Astros. Astros would go on to take a 5-4 lead when Carlos Correa singled in the 5th inning to score a runner. But the next inning, a 2-run homer from Jackie Bradley Jr. gave the lead back to the Red Sox.
And a high drive way back. Jackie Bradley Jr. sends it out of
With an 8-6 lead in the bottom of the ninth, Boston had two outs, but the Astros had the bases loaded. Left fielder Andrew Benintendi made the play of the night with a diving catch for the final out.
Runners will be off with a crack of the bat with two outs. Kimbrel deals, Bregman in the air, left field. Benintendi dives, and he makes the catch! Oh, what a play! Game saver, Andrew Benintendi!
The Red Sox could end the series tonight in Houston in Game 5. First pitch is set for 7:09 p.m. In the NBA, the New Orleans Pelicans crushed the Houston Rockets 131-112. Anthony Davis scored 32 points with 16 rebounds and 8 assists for the Pelicans. The Toronto Raptors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 116-104. Kawhi Leonard scored 24 points with 12 rebounds in his debut with Toronto, while former Alabama guard Colin Sexton played quite a bit in his NBA debut with the Cavs. He scored 9 points with 3 rebounds in the loss. One of the many events coming up in our area, thanks to the Mobile Sports Authority. This Saturday, it's Try the Gulf Triathlon on Dolphin Island. Try the Gulf is a sprint triathlon consisting of a 600-yard Gulf swim, 16.7-mile bike ride on the island and the bridge, and a 3.25-mile run on the island. Registration is now closed, but you can head down to the island this Saturday to watch. Race begins at 7:30 Saturday morning. Find out more at Try the Gulf. That's T-R-I. TryTheGulf.RacesOnline.com.
That's the only reason I'm not competing. They've closed the sign. Yeah, I was just on the cusp of getting registered.
It really stinks because you've been training really hard for this Try the Gulf. Swimming every day, every day.
Absolutely. I was so ready. It's a shame they closed it down.
Well, next year. You can get
always next year.
10 minutes till 7 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday, 3 until 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Leroy Stevens and Fordham Road have got an accident moving off roadway 3 notch at Dawes Lane. Also, state troopers are there. Both of those are without injuries. As traffic's still pretty light in the area. Remember, at Dolphin and Florida Street, they've got that closed until at least Monday for utility work. That's been tying up traffic as well. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer you the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.
This information update brought to you by Publix Supermarkets. The next time you're shopping at Publix, stop by the pharmacy for a flu shot and get a free $10 Publix gift card to use on your same shopping trip. Certain restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. Will be pleasant with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:52, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad you're here on this Thursday, little Friday Eve edition of the show. I'm Sean Dalton. Kelly's on the way. Came with traffic, and of course, Dr. Bill. Do want to add this in. If you're making weekend plans, I saw this and I said, okay, that sounds good. 16th annual Conecuh Sausage Festival going on this weekend. Actually starts in earnest tonight at 6 o'clock and goes through Saturday. Tonight from 6 until, and then tomorrow and Saturday from 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. And it's $5 to get in. Obviously, Conecuh Sausage will be part of the celebration.
I would hope so.
With so many different flavors and ways to enjoy it. Also, they got a fly-in, so you're going to fire up the Cessna 172 and fly it in. You can do that also. They have a rodeo going on, all kind of activities. Try to get those folks. It's out of Middleton Airfield there in Evergreen, which is off Highway 84. Maybe we'll get the folks from Evergreen on. Chamber folks, if you're listening, I'd like to get you on the midday show. We'll talk more about details on the Conecuh Sausage Festival, 16th annual.
And if they could bring samples when they come on, too.
That would be a good thing. We would vote yes for that. 654 FM Talk 106.5. More headlines now with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your health news this morning, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating 127 suspected cases of a polio-like condition that affects mostly children. It's rare, but it's a serious condition known as AFM. It affects the nervous system, specifically the spinal cord, causing muscles and reflexes in the body to become weak. The disease often results in paralysis, and that's why it's compared to that of polio. The condition is not new, but the CDC noted an unexplained increase in cases beginning in 2014, and since that time, there have been 386 confirmed cases of AFM here in the U.S. No cases have been reported in Alabama, according to the Alabama Department of Public Health. The causes of AFM are not known, but viruses, environmental toxins, and genetic disorders are all suspected. Currently, there is no cure for AFM. Symptoms you need to look out for: sudden onset of arm or leg weakness and loss of muscle tone and reflexes. Some people also experience facial drooping or weakness, difficulty moving your eyes, drooping eyelids, or difficulty in swallowing or speaking. Parents, you are advised to seek medical attention if any of these symptoms sound familiar within your children. If you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, head to Evergreen, Alabama. The 16th annual Conecuh Sausage Festival is this weekend. It's Saturday, October the 20th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be arts and craft vendors, food vendors, a car show, live entertainment, and the children's area, and admission to the festival is absolutely free. And then there's this. The PCA Rodeo starts today. It's today, Friday, and Saturday night. Gates open at 6 p.m. each night. Armbands are $10 each for adults, or $20 for a three-day armband, $5 each for kids under 12, and children under 2, they get in free. The Southeast Regional Fly-In will be on Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. If you'd like more information, go to evergreenareachamber.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 655, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Speaking of fly-in, that picture I put on Twitter while I was gone, some people identified it correctly, some people didn't. What airport was I heading into?
Mm-hmm.
You see those nuclear reactors sitting in a river there. That's the Susquehanna River. That is Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where that is. So Three Mile Island, that island in the Susquehanna. Remember that story?
Looked like you had a lot of winners on there, too, that knew exactly where you were going.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. It's just, and it's the airport sits right next to the river there. And no matter which way they bring you on approach, I don't know that I've ever been in there that you don't fly over one way or another where you can see the reactors. I'm going, yeah, that's kind of great for the tourism business there at Harrisburg. I mean, stuff has cleaned up, obviously, all these decades later, but it's just a reminder out there. All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5. I know no one from the state of Alabama would go across the state line to buy a lottery ticket. Mm. It's against the law here.
No, not a single person, I'm sure, over the last 2 days went to buy a Mega Millions or Powerball lottery ticket.
But this is just for discussion. This is just for your edification, not that you're doing anything with it. But the Mega Millions jackpot now at $868 million, the second largest U.S. lottery prize ever. Jackpot for the U.S. lottery game Mega Millions has reached $886 million. The next draw takes place on Friday.
Mm-mm. I'm going to wait. It's not enough. It's not a billion before I get out there.
Yeah, we've all worked with this guy where we'll go, yeah. I could tell you the stories over my decades of work, and people I've worked with go, well, I guess it's $500 million. I'm going to go get some tickets. And I always say, what, Scott? Mm-hmm. Because like $3 million wouldn't help you?
Yeah,
like,
no.
It's not worth your time? But now, now it's worth me going.
That's life-changing money, $868 million.
Just folding money for sure. The biggest lotto prize ever. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
$1.59 billion cut three ways with three winners back in January of 2016. Top prize for the U.S. lottery Mega Millions at $868 million. So, again, maybe I know you wouldn't because you're an Alabama resident, but might drive across the state line. Stories from the Huntsville news stations are like they're posting up reporters across the state line in Tennessee showing all the Alabamians going in there buying lottery tickets. But listen, we don't have a lotto problem.
Mm-mm.
No. All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back.